I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? It's time for another Tips for Truthers. Yes, I'm not numbering these. I'm just kind of nebulously putting them out there as random tips this time. But I am kind of going to be repeating myself because I have said this one before, and I've even made another video separately about this whole concept. But I think it's something that needs to be said again and again and again, perhaps almost every year like clockwork, because it seems to be a folly that many truthers and researchers kind of fall into, mainly in their early days of research. But I've seen some veterans of trutherisms who have kind of continued to fall into this pit. And this tip is simple, and it's that nobody knows when the world's going to end. Nobody knows the day. Don't trust or believe date setters, okay? And it's basic stuff, really. And it's kind of sad I have to keep saying this. But this kind of comes around every year, especially when September the 23rd comes around, particularly with our Christian truther brothers and sisters out there. So these guys believe that the rapture is going to happen on the 23rd of September. And this has already happened before. And there was, about 8 years ago, the Revelation 12 sign, so-called, interpreted by these researchers, because the constellation of Virgo had the moon beneath her feet. And obviously there was this alignment of planets, and it lined up perfectly with the Jewish feast days. And as a result, they believe 8 years from that point is when the rapture begins, and then there's going to be a series of tribulation events and so forth. And then the end's coming in like 2032 or something like this, 7 years after the 2025 September 23rd event, rapture event. And the thing is, I've heard September 23rd come up a lot. Every year, this is the date they always kind of set and predict. And you have these pastors, these preachers, these researchers who are always setting these dates. And September 23rd is a common one, but I've heard many other dates throughout the years, okay? And this is actually not a new phenomena. There was this thing that happened in the 1800s called the Great Disappointment, and I think some charismatic church leader had predicted that Christ was returning on a specific date, and he had hundreds of people kind of following him for this. And when the date came and went, thousands of people lost their faith. You know, and he was adamant. He had done the math. He knew it was coming. He had gone, the entire biblical timeline had been mapped out, you know, and he had figured out all the dispensations. He'd figured out all the things in between. He's like, it's definitely happening on this day in like, I think it was like 1888 or something like, I don't know. I'm blanking now specifically, but I'll bring images up as I'm talking to kind of back up this story. You can go research it yourself. It's a real thing. And nothing much has changed in over 150 years, is what I'm saying. We're still doing it today. We're still setting these dates as though we know exactly when either the world's going to end, an asteroid's going to hit us, the poles are going to shift, or something like this, you know. Or if it's not, simply just the rapture or Jesus returning, or tribulation beginning, or the mark of the beast coming upon us, or the great falling. So whatever's going to happen, people always have these dates laid out as though they figured out the math. And then the day comes, it passes, nothing happens, and it turns out the math didn't math. Okay, and then they come up with all sorts of excuses after the fact, and then they push the date forward another 5 years or so, maybe another couple of years, maybe 10 years, and they say, oh, I just forgot to carry the one, you know. There's always an excuse, there's always a reason, a legitimate reason why they are still right, they just made a minor mistake, but it's still going to happen soon, it's always soon. And it's never coming in that respect, okay? The date's never correct. It never will be correct. Because Jesus did make it clear, if you do want to go off the biblical understanding, that no man knows the day or the hour. So any man who says they know the day and the hour is wrong straight away, because Jesus said, no, they don't. And I trust his word over any other word. And it's funny because they always have like these excuses like, yes, Jesus said no man knows the date or the hour, but... and then they come on to mentally, gymnastically figure out why it's okay that they're setting dates, because we have these feast days and Jewish holidays and blah, blah, blah. No. Now, in light of a lot of conspiratorial research that's kind of come over the past 2 years, 3 years, that's really got solidified and still growing today through a thing called, you know, Satan's Little Season research. But no, I think a new term's been coined by one of our moderators here. And I think I love this term. I didn't come up with this, you know, all credit where credit's due to Wendy, but it's not the Little Season of Satan theory, though it's mentioned in Revelations that that's kind of loosely what this time is called. It's Satan's last season. Now, in the last season of Satan, which we are possibly living in because of timeline corruption and a whole field of conspiratorial research you can go and find for yourself. But when you start really getting deep into the end stage of conspiracy research and discovering that the timeline's a complete lie and we're living in a very specific, weird, nebulous time in the future from where we think we are, then all of these predictions do just seem absolutely ridiculous and convoluted and silly. And in fact, promoted. They want people talking about these things. There's nothing holding anybody back from setting dates and predicting these things in any way, shape, or form. Mainstream sources are talking about Revelation and end times because they want people to think that's where we are. And this opens up a whole new can of worms of conspiratorial worldview and research and really does make these date setters seem like either paid shill charlatans at an extreme or just ignorant idiots who have fallen for the ruse themselves and are useful patsies, you know. Either way, it's not a good look. And the results are never good from date setting. They are never good because what tends to happen is thousands of people jump on board the bandwagon of the date, and hype slowly gets drummed as the date gets closer and closer and closer. More videos start pumping out of people jumping on and saying, today's the day, today's the day, this is going to happen, you got a week left, only 5 days till the rapture, you know. And then people genuinely, because they have a real belief and fear of the Lord and are waiting for the return of the Savior, because that's where their blessed hope is, then you know, they sincerely and lovingly and caringly believe these things, and as a result, they end up making decisions in their life which actually are a detriment in the long run. They sell all their stuff. You know, they quit their jobs. They alienate all their friends and family through extreme pressure preaching or something like this. They ruin their self-image in the public eye by acting like crazy nut jobs, screaming that the end is nigh, basically. And look, I understand the passion, what it's rooted in, and it's rooted in love and wanting to spread the truth and save people and save their souls so they're ready for what's coming and everything. So it's not like I am condemning them necessarily for doing this, but they got swept up in it. They got swept up in the fear, you know, and as a result, they've damaged themselves significantly and they're weaker for it once that date comes and passes and nothing happens. And I want to help people avoid that pitfall massively. It's a huge problem in the truth and movement. Dates are always being set. And look, there's many reasons why people do this. Money. They get a lot of money from a lot of fear. Fear generates money. Okay, the controllers know this. They use it all the time. They're always doing horrible things and causing horrible events and destructive moments and wars and famines and diseases and pestilence because they benefit from the fear and the pain and the death and the misery. And these snake oil salesmen online telling you they know when the date is are no different. Realistically, at the end, they're doing the same thing. They're profiting from people's fear, okay? Because they get a lot of views, a lot of clicks, which generates ad revenue, which is money in the bank. That's basically one reason. But then sponsorships, they can then sell their bug out prep bags or something, or their emergency preparedness food storages, or doomsday shelters and everything else, you know, the ultimate survival guidebooks, all that kind of stuff gets sold massively because people think utter destruction is coming upon the earth and they'll need to survive. Ammo gets sold, guns get sold. People make a lot of money from doomsday prepping fears. Okay, and it's a big, probably $1 billion market now, which people have clued into and are using to their own advantage. And setting a date every year guarantees the quarterly sales come in. You know, the yearly sales are boosted up and the profits are high compared to last year's quarter. It's all business, man. Okay? Fear's big business. And we need to do better. People in the truth of communities need to realize this and be better with it and not give in to fear. Okay? If someone set a date, hear them out, see what the saying, you know, of course, you know, listen to a thing. It's, you know, it's foolish not to hear a matter out before condemning it. But then sit back and get some perspective. Ask them, what do they benefit from saying this? Is there any weight to this? Have they made predictions before and have they been wrong? You know, and if they're wrong once, they're not a prophet. I could tell you that much right now. It only takes one mistake. God's never wrong through his prophets, you know. Don't be a rube. don't join their frantic hype. Please. Okay, this is a tip. You need to know this, and we need to remind it every year, because it's happening again. September 23rd is around the corner. The videos are already coming out. Everyone's saying this is the day, this is the day, this is the day. And what I just explained to you, some basic cursory research can explain all that kind of stuff would probably happen over 1,000 years ago, if not longer. And we're way past all the tribulation stuff. Like, and the only reason that we're keeping us locked into the mentality that is around the corner is because we're under a huge conspiratorial deception. So again, if context shifts can very quickly explain away these date-setting people and quell that fear instantly and once again revive your faith that Jesus kept his word, he told the truth and we're safe and there's nothing to fear and God has us. And in this last end time, last season of Satan period, we're okay. You know, so it's kind of, again, that's just one perspective you can research, which again would crush all these predictions instantly and make it seem like absolute trivial nonsense. And I think it's ignorance and lack of research that makes people quite quickly and easily fall for these things. But they'll tell you, no, it's because I've done my research that I know that date's coming. But once again, the date passes, you look stupid, you make the whole movement look stupid, and everybody thinks we're just crazy nut jobs who don't know what we're talking about. Nothing good ever comes from date setting. That's my opinion. That's my advice. Don't be a date setter and don't follow people who set dates. Okay, and you will be happier and healthier and more productive and more fruitful for it. Okay, trust me, that's the case, that's the truth. And for anyone in the comments who wants to scream at me that I'm wrong and I know the date and you're misleading people and you're making people not prepared, you're the same. You're just another fear-inducing patsy. Okay, you're not helping anybody. You're really not. You're not helping anybody. Nobody makes good decisions when they're in fear. Nobody makes sound life judgments about what they should do next when they're in the state of absolute petrified fear that everything's about to be destroyed. Okay? When you're in fight or flight mode or panic mode, you make mistakes. You make rash decisions. You do silly things. And I don't want to see people perish for lack of knowledge. I don't want really to see people destroy their lives because somebody set a date online and sounds convincing because they're so charismatic and they did the math right. Like, you know, you need to be careful. This is a huge pitfall for truth. It's a huge one. And the sooner we can break out of that cycle, the better, as far as I'm concerned. So there we go, guys. There's another tip for you truthers out there. Don't believe date setters and don't set dates because nothing good comes from it. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.